Shabbat Shalom. Today I want to make two comments about this week's parsha, about this week's Torah portion, and I want to do that by looking back upon Hanukkah. So what was my experience of Hanukkah? And I have one word to sum it up for you: cholesterol. I mean, we're a big synagogue, and we have lots of groups, and there are lots of schools, and lots of Hanukkah parties. And at each of these parties, there are people who want me to join in the celebration. And what better way to celebrate than to eat? Exactly. What better way to celebrate to eat? So people insist that I have a latke or I have a jelly donut. And who am I to say no? I mean, that would be rude. So 8 days, countless latkes and jelly donuts later, and about 10 pounds, here I am. Now, each year when I attend the Hanukkah parties, especially the ones for the kids, like I said, I take a latke, and I also bring a question. This year, I spent some time studying the laws related to the lighting of the Hanukkah candles. So when I went to all these parties, I brought this question. I asked the children if they were the rabbis and they could tell the people to light the Hanukkah in any location, where would they tell the people to light? My question is hardly an original one. It's actually the source of a Talmudic discussion. However, the answers that the children gave, they were very original. I want to highlight one answer, then I want to share the answer given in the Talmud, and then hopefully we'll still have you out of here early. So I asked one religious school class where they would tell the people to light the Hanukkah. And one girl quickly and enthusiastically raised her hand, and she shared that she thought the Hanukkah should be lit at the dinner table. While that's not the preferred location for the rabbis of the Talmud, I love this answer because of this girl's reasoning. She explained that she believes the Hanukkah should be lit in the most important place in the home, where the entire family gathers. And that, of course, is the dinner table. The dinner table, where the family gathers. When this young girl shared that reasoning, I just smiled and thought, boy, her parents are getting it right. For too many of us, the dinner table ceases to serve that function. We fail to spend time together as families. In an age where it's so easy to establish virtual connections, where we can reach out and virtually touch anyone in the world, instant messaging, Skype, iChat, too often, we fail to form actual connections with the people who matter most, our families. And eating together, it pays off. All the studies back it up. Children who regularly eat dinner with their families are more likely to establish better social connections, develop better eating habits, and the list goes on. Many of us are familiar with the study that even finds that children who eat with their families score higher on the SATs. I could just imagine my mom all those years ago telling me, "Brian, come to the dinner table, turn off the television, we want you to go to college." I digress. My point is this. While the stores claim to have the best merchandise, and our children and grandchildren tell us the toys that they want most, the best gift that you can give your family is not a thing. It is you. time spent together as a family. And that's what leads me to my first comment on the Parsha. In this week's Torah portion, we read of Joseph's reunion with his family. After many years apart, the family is finally reunited. Yet Joseph will never again be that little boy in the colorful coat. After years in prison, and now with the burden of rationing food for an entire nation, Joseph is no longer a little boy filled with life and love for his father. And Jacob, he will never again be able to reclaim those years, all those years that he mourned his son, all the time that he thought his son was gone. While this week's Torah portion celebrates the joy of a family reunited, what it doesn't speak of are all those lost years, the many precious years that can never be recovered. The Torah doesn't tell us about those years because in some way, it's a pain that no words can adequately express. The book of Psalms beautifully reminds us that time is indeed an invaluable gift. How fleeting life is, how quickly we gray. You have made our life just handbreadths long. No one endures any longer than a breath. Time is indeed short and precious. It's a gift worthy of your family. By springtime, this year's Hanukkah toy or the game will be a distant memory. But children will always remember the time you chose to spend with them as a family. Children will always cherish the gift of our time. With that in mind, let's make our dinner tables worthy of the light of the Chanukiah. Now back to the question, where is the best place to light the Hanukkah candles? The Talmud has a clear answer. Immediately outside your home, opposite the mezuzah that is affixed on your front door. I should also tell you that the Talmud states that in times of anti-Semitism, we should light the Chanukiah inside. So the dinner table answer, that's also right. But clearly the Talmud has a preference. It prefers for us to light the Chanukiah outside our homes. Just think about it. At the darkest time of the year, in the cold, brisk evening, the Talmud tells us to leave the warm comforts of our home and to bring the light of the Chanukiah into the darkness. Bringing light into darkness. That is what it means to be Jewish. We recognize our full potential when we step out of our homes, out of our places of comfort, and we bring light. We bring a sense of hope or love to a place of darkness. And that's precisely what happens in this week's Parsha. With Joseph still in disguise and threatening to keep Benjamin as a prisoner, Judah recognizes that losing Benjamin would be too much for his father Jacob to bear. Vayigash elav Yehuda. So Judah approaches him, the him being Joseph, and Judah pleads to Joseph for Benjamin's freedom. Remember, It was Judah who, all those years back, he encouraged his brothers not to kill Joseph, but rather to sell him into slavery. At that point, he got it only half right. He gets the brothers to spare Joseph, but to suggest that they should sell their own brother into slavery is not exactly an act of righteousness. But this time Judah does better. Once again, in a dark situation, faced with the loss of another brother, this time Judah petitions the disguised Joseph for Benjamin's freedom. This time he brings light to the darkness. And this is how the parsha begins. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Judah approaches him. Judah approaches Joseph. That's how it's most commonly understood. But a Hasidic commentator, the Sfat Emet, teaches that actually Judah does not approach Joseph. Rather, Judah approaches himself. In other words, by finally doing what he failed to do all those years ago, by now finally speaking out for Benjamin, Judah approaches himself in discovering his true and full potential. By offering light in a place of darkness, Judah increases his own light and finally realizes his own potential. After presenting light and hope in a time of darkness and despair, Judah can finally shine. And so may it be with us. This Shabbat, a full week following Hanukkah, may we continue to live the holiday's valuable lessons. As last week's new Hanukkah toy slowly wears until it will sit ignored and unused, let's remember the gift we can always give our families, a gift that should not be saved for Hanukkah or any other holiday, rather a gift that should be given every day, as often as possible. The gift that is always memorable and for which there is no substitute, there is no replacement, the precious gift of our time. And this Shabbat, as we read of Judah, who courageously steps forth on his brother's behalf, who offers light and hope in a challenging time, let us remember the commandment to place the Hanukkah light outside our homes in the dark, cold night. And let it serve to remind us that we too have the capability to take the magnificent glow that illuminates each of our souls and to use that light to bring hope, blessing, love, and shalom to the world. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat.